Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Today is Tuesday, August 3rd, and happy 44th birthday to NFL star Tom Brady. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. A Marietta man intentionally crashed into a car with a driver in it. Cherokee commissioners to vote on zonings for boat and RV storage along with 41 home neighborhood. Cherokee schools and the fire department teamed up for a STEM class unit. Cherokee County educators learned about agriculture in the farm to school workshop. A former Cobb County basketball star was drafted by the Hawks. And Musk Ministries and Cherokee County prepare for more evictions as federal moratorium ends. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. A Marietta man is facing charges of aggravated assault after authorities say he intentionally crashed his car into another with another man in it. 39-year-old Justin Sutter is accused of repeatedly ramming his car into another car July 23rd at a home in Town Lakes' Eagle Watch neighborhood. Mr. Sutter had an argument with his girlfriend and later saw her get out of a car operated by a male driver, and he struck the car three times on the driver's side with the man in it. He was arrested that day and booked into the Cherokee County Jail with charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, reckless driving, and hit and run. He remained in custody without bond.
I don't know Anderson had a camper. Maybe it'd have a TV.
The Cherokee County Board of Commissioners will vote Tuesday on whether to approve a rezoning and a permit for a boat and RV storage facility on Victoria Road. In an application to county officials, Arthur Sarkisian is requesting 3.18 acres of land at 440 Victoria Road be rezoned from neighborhood commercial to general commercial. The application also asks for a special use permit that would allow for the development of a boat and RV storage facility on the property. During the public hearing on the case at its July 6th meeting, Planning Commission recommended denial of the rezoning and the special use permit. Following this, the Board of Commissioners will take action on a case involving rezoning for a residential subdivision on Highway 20. The developer was asking for the land to be rezoned from agricultural to residential, requiring lots of at least 20,000 square feet for the construction of 41 homes. At its July 6th meeting, the Planning Commission recommended approval of the rezoning, although a handful of area residents spoke out against the proposed rezoning. Local students got to meet up and learn with Cherokee firefighters. Here's community reporter J.P. Edwards with the story.
Middle school students in the Cherokee County School District STEM exploratory classes this year will get a lesson on fire forensics with help from the county's fire department. This year, thanks to a partnership between the school district and Cherokee County Fire and Emergency Services, one of the learning units within the STEM exploratory class for 8th graders will be Explore Labs Fire Forensics Claims and Evidence. Cherokee County Fire and Emergency Services became a part of the program to teach and educate students about fire dynamics in the classroom. During the program, firefighters go into the classrooms and do live fire experiments using items like candles and shoeboxes with teacher supervision. Firefighters and fire investigators speak with the students about origins and causes of fire and learn the basic science of how fire behaves and the evidence it leaves behind. Students learn how to read a fire scene, build a claim for the fire's location of origin and cause, and defend their claim to a fire investigator. For more on this story, visit TribuneLedgerNews.com. I'm J.P. Edwards for the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. 678-ESOG
now. Ever try to fix your website yourself? You make one little change, and the next thing you know, your pictures are all tiny, none of your links work, and your search bar is speaking Mandarin. You don't have to do it yourself. Premium Web Design is here to help. Premium Web Design works with you to create a custom website for your specific needs. Ever heard of SEO? That's search engine optimization, and Premium Web Design does that, too. You can finally have a website that gets you and your business noticed at the top of the search results. Find Premium Web Design online at premiumwebdesign.com.
Local educators learned about agriculture, environmental science, and healthy food, and how to incorporate them into the classroom at a workshop this week by the Cherokee County Farm Bureau. 35 teachers and other school employees participated in the Farm to School workshop Tuesday at Buckeye Creek Farms. The workshop included breakout sessions for elementary, middle, and high schools. As last Thursday night approached, many organizations and mock drafts had Sharif Cooper as the biggest sleeper in the NBA draft. The Atlanta Hawks are banking on that being the case, after being projected by many sources to be taken somewhere between the 19th and 25th pick of the first round. The former McEachern High School and Auburn standout dropped into the latter half of the second round. That allowed Atlanta to grab Sharif with the 48th overall pick to be a playmaking backup for all-star point guard Trae Young. Cooper played only 12 games in his freshman season at Auburn as the NCAA reviewed his eligibility, but averaging 20.2 points and 8.1 assists per game in the short collegiate stint helped him to build a pedigree for the future. He became the fourth Cobb County product since 2016 to be selected in the NBA draft. Cooper's former McEachern teammate Isaac Okoro, who also went to Auburn, was the fifth overall pick by Cleveland last year. Cooper is the second player with McEachern ties to be selected by the Hawks. The success led Cooper to a five-star rating and a ranking as the fifth best point guard in the 2020 recruiting class. As the federal eviction moratorium ends Saturday, Must Ministries and the Cherokee County Magistrate Court are anticipating a backlog of cases and more residents facing evictions. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention instituted a ban on evictions on September 4th to prevent homelessness and overcrowded housing conditions that could spread COVID-19. The temporary moratorium, which only covers non-payment of rent, was extended through January 31st after expiring December 31st. It was then extended again three more times through March 31st, June 31st, and July 31st. Cherokee County received $4.5 million through the U.S. Treasury in March and engaged Must Ministries to administer its Emergency Rental Assistance Program. This program assists individuals with rent and utilities for up to 15 months, including 12 months back rent and an additional 3 months. In this program, applicants must reapply for the additional 3 months after past due rents are paid. Landlords or tenants affected can apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-882-2092. 800-882-2092. 800-882-2092. That's 800-882-2092.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
Thanks for listening to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.